This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaOfHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, let's go right to him. Been a good friend for a long time. Ed Jovanovsky, Panthers TV analyst for Scripps Sports. Former Panther, and boy, it ends up being a blowout, which I wasn't expecting, but it was fun to watch. My God, it got chippy. I want to ask you, Ed, as I say good morning to you, what did you think of Matthew Tkachuk's hit on Guentzel? Just curious.
Well, I think everything was, just how it all unfolded. No review, not necessary. Just kind of a hockey play. I think a couple minutes in the box. I know they gave it a 5 and kind of upheld that, so it's going to get reviewed. But I think the league got it right. And you can't look at that one to be tit for tat for Hagel. The Hagel hit on Barkov. Yeah. It's just the Barkov hit was a lot different, near the boards. The puck was behind the net, and he just – you can see that he was just kind of gearing for him. And unfortunately, we didn't see Barkov back. Good thing we saw him, last game.
Yeah, so, boy, they get off to a great start. Bennett to Tkachuk, just a great-looking, easy goal. Just beautiful setup by Bennett. I'm just curious, what happened? What did you see kind of break down after this Panther team had looked so good?
Well, what I saw, Joe, the emotion, the energy was unbelievable in the building to start. And the Panthers responded. With the Tkachuk goal to go up 1-0. And then you look after that, like 7-8 minutes after that, the Panthers had opportunities to get that second or even maybe the third goal. Vasilevskiy was good. They just didn't bury their chances. And then for whatever reason, it kind of got tilted a little bit. And, I wouldn't say careless plays, this like mismanagement of pucks giving Tampa opportunities. And, they end up scoring. I mean, obviously the 3-1 goal, kind of a weird situation right at the start of the period, just kind of a weird angle that ends up beating Bob. Typically we haven't seen those, with Bob. He's been so good, but, and then from there, you start playing that chase game and you start taking out your game and, Tampa, give them credit. They played a good game. It was almost obviously a must-win in that situation for them. You don't want to be down 3-0. But the next game's the biggest one, right? So yep. We find ourselves tonight with Game 4.
Hey, so I wanted to ask you, because I know a lot of people have talked about Ekblad coming back. What'd you think?
Well, he's been off for so long, right? And I think it's always difficult when you're coming back. Not only you're coming back, you're coming into this intense, playoff series, and it's going to take time. I expect him to be, a lot better here tonight. You got the game under him, and I'm sure he'll feel a lot better with his timing and everything. But we're going to need him to be really good because he's such an important part of this team.
It is incredible how close. And first of all, I miss this in sports. This is kind of an old school thing. These teams really, when you hear guys go, they hate us and we hate them. Like sometimes you go, just super competitive, but they don't make any bones about it, and they're so evenly matched when you just look at the names on the back of the jerseys, right? They got a bunch of big horses and it's just, but yeah, you hear Bennett go, yeah, I hate him. The more I play against him, the more I hate him. It's like, awesome. What'd you think?
Right. Well, it just adds to it, right? And I think over the last handful of years, the playoff series that these two teams have, have battled against. I mean, you just develop that hatred for one another. And I say the word hatred is such a strong word.
Yeah, it is.
You know, in a respective way, I think you just they get under your skin and you kind of going back and forth. And you can see after every scrum, every whistle, you know, there seems to be a gathering of little stinky glove action going in there and just guys meeting up. But, yeah, man, I mean, you look at the guys that are saying it, Bennett, I mean, he's such a fierce competitor.
Yes.
And both teams have him. I mean, you look at Gensel, he's not the biggest guy, but he's in your face. Hagel, the same thing. You see him back in the lineup here tonight. He's the same thing. Smaller guy, but finishes checks. And that just ends up happening in a playoff series. And when you face each other for so many years in a row, you just start developing that kind of animosity toward each other, and it carries over.
Yeah, it's incredible. Vasilevskiy, you talked about. I thought he was really good in that game. My God, he had some great stops. What did you think of his play, considering the way this thing started, where he was so bad?
Well, you knew he was gonna, respond. I think when you look at team defense in front of him, last game Tampa buttoned up. You know, when they needed to. They made it very difficult to get to the middle of the ice in front of the net. And when Vasilevskiy needed to make a save, he was there to make it. He's a big goaltender. There's not a lot of room there. So I think when the Panthers start doing their thing down low, especially below the goal line, I think that's where the Panthers are so good and so deep that they can hem teams in there, and you just got to get the puck to the net. You got to grind yourself to get in front of him, take his eyes away, and make it very difficult for him. And I think towards the end of that game, or not even end of the game, I think the second part of that game, that was a non-factor, and it just made it for an easier night for Vasilevskiy. You got to get in his grill. He doesn't like it, and that's one of the tough areas you got to get to in the playoffs.
I guess, Eddie, I've heard this for years, and you would know, a lot of guys don't want to get down there because you get the crap beat out of you while you're going back and forth, right, in front of the net that – guys are going to drill you, right, and punch you and hit you, and some guys just like, enough, man, I got to get out of here for a while. The other thing you guys do that's amazing, block shots, throw out your body in front of a puck. You got to have a big pair of basketballs to do that, Eddie, for guys that you played on some teams that would sell out every night and do that stuff, and my God, man, that's different level getting hit by one of those pucks that's reaching speeds of close to 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, but it's something that you have to do. And I get it. Sometimes, in an 82-game schedule, you might give the old flamingo once in a while. You kind of let the puck, go through. But in the playoffs, it's whatever it takes, right? So you want to get in that lane. You want to have a good stick. And it's so imperative that in the playoffs that you do have that and recognize that. It's a tough art, man, at the point, to get the puck through. So a lot of the times where the guys are coming out to the point, they're so technical on the lane where the defenseman takes that extra step and just try not to get it blocked. But typically these forwards that are covering the points are so good at blocking shots.
Yeah.
You got to do it. You got to sell yourself out. You got to do whatever it takes to try to not get that puck down in front of the net area. And I think all around the league, you see it. Guys are diving in front of shots, sprawling out, getting hit in the back. One guy got hit in the neck the other night. He turned around the opposite way. I think it was the Dallas-Colorado series. But it's one of those things you just got to pay the price to do.
It is. It has just been so much fun to watch, man. It's the best rivalry we have right now in this town. Anything. This Tampa Bay, I know you watch them all and you're around all the different guys. I think this Tampa Bay – Florida Panther thing is just by itself right now. Just the whole thing. And you got to have two good teams to make it a really good rivalry. Would you agree with that?
No, for sure. And no one thought that this was going to be a kind of a cakewalk going in, right? I mean, this series, and you heard Coach talk about it, you got to get through great teams to win a championship.
Right.
And you do look at, you hear all the pundits around the league, I mean, this could be a pathway to the Eastern Conference Final, one of these two teams. I mean, they're both that good. And, like you said, and even me up in the booth area, I got no skin in it other than the fact that, you know, I want to see the Panthers win. But I end up finding myself saying, I hate that guy too.
Right.
You know?
No, that's part of the deal.
You know,
I agree.
Just the little things that go along in a game. And it's all out of respect. I mean, you don't like a guy, but you know he's a really good hockey player. And he's a difference maker. And that's what you find yourself doing. I'm sure the players see it as well.
Hey, I can tell you one thing about Matthew Tkachuk. If he wasn't on my team, I'd really dislike that dude. I'm glad he's on our team, though. I mean, keep your head up. That was awesome. Telling the guy, keep your head up, man.
Just the game within the game. Oh, I think Matthew has a good pulse on things, and if when things are kind of, you know, out of reach, you try to find things that kind of send a message.
Yeah,
and because it's going to be a long series, but I thought Matthew, you know, his first game he had the big game. The second game, you know, you can see maybe a little bit kind of slowed down. I saw last game, even though the Panthers lost, I thought his skating was a lot better. So hopefully as this series goes along, that he starts kind of feeling back to himself as far as, you know, getting in on plays, getting in on the forecheck, and being that difference maker.
And like you said, hopefully Ekblad gets rolling too as well. Eddie, thank you, man. Really appreciate it. I know you got some with NHL Network. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, guys, enjoy the game tonight. Let's go, Panthers.
You got it, man. Ed Jovanovski, Panthers TV analyst for Scripps Sports, joining us. Talk a little bit about tonight's game 4. Wouldn't miss it. Would not miss it, man. Can't wait for that one to get started. Hey, speaking of can't wait to call Harvey Cohn and Gary Judah. Hopefully you never have to go through it where you need somebody for personal injuries, whether it's at work, whether it's a car, whether it's automobile, any kind of automobile accident. But I tell you, if you do go through it, there's one place to go. Harvey Cohn and Gary Judah, the partners of Cohn and Judah Injury Law Firm. Personal injury attorneys in Plantation, covering all of South Florida, and ready to help you with the personal touch. Not only great results, but personal touch, like to communicate with you, to call you with their almost 35 years of experience each. Big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million-dollar results, small enough just to call you back. How about that touch? So one of the biggest complaints you get from all these law firms that spend a lot of money in advertising on TV and radio is that, hey, you're the guy I see, man, I really like on TV, but now I find out you're not going to handle my case. No, I got attorneys in the other room to do that. Here, I want you to meet them. And then the communication kind of is not there anymore, and you feel like you become a second-class citizen and not real important, and it's important to you because you're the one hurting right now. Well, Harvey Cohn and Gary Judah will give you the personal touch. That's one guarantee they make you. You will always know where your case stands. You won't have to worry about it. Go to cohnandjudah.com. Read the reviews. Partners who you can always reach, even on the weekends, and get you great results. Hey, go to cohnandjudah.com. Find out what everybody's saying about them. 866-FAIR-FEE. That's 866-FAIR-FEE. And remember this. They don't pay other lawyers to do the work. You hire them to do.